This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Tomorrow is the day the full United States House of Representatives will vote on impeaching President Donald Trump on two counts, abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Today, however, another procedural endeavor is underway in what is known as the House Rules Committee, where Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland is tasked with putting forward the Democrats' case. His counterpart, Republican Doug Collins, holds forth, much as he did as ranking member of the Judicial Committee.
What Mr. Raskin just brought up is an interesting point. So is it okay if you're running for president that you can't be investigated, even if you did something overseas? So if you're running for president and you did something overseas, it would be off limits, according to Mr. Raskin's argument, for the United States government to investigate that. That's the argument he just set up.
Congressman Raskin's responds.
But I think they're put into something of a corner here because the president has declared his conduct perfect. Absolutely perfect, and he can do whatever he wants. And so they are unable to say, to make the case that I would make, is if I were trying to defend the president, I would say, okay, that was totally wrong and off limits, but it's not impeachable for X, Y, and Z reasons. But they're not allowing anybody that space to say it. They must go with the president's assertion.
At the end of the session today, a vote will take place approving the procedural format for tomorrow's vote, as yet no time has been given. An online video purportedly deemed offensive to Shiite Muslims has sparked unrest in Lebanon, which remains on edge amid anti-government protests that have been going on since mid-October. Late Monday, hundreds of angry supporters from Lebanon's two main Shiite majorities, Hezbollah and Amal, clashed with security forces and anti-government protesters camped out in central Beirut after the video showed a man insulting important Shiite figures. This is VOA News.